All right. Well, some bad news today. Pope Emeritus Benedict the 16th is ill, and there's two accounts of what's going on. I think Father Z did a good job on showing a bit of a discrepancy going on. One is that Benedict the 16th has a face infection that's viral, and one is that he has one that is bacterial. So there's a discrepancy here, maybe just a translation, but not necessarily a clear story. And when he went to visit his brother Georg in Germany, I commented on his face. And a lot of people said, "Oh, Marshall, you're so mean. That's how old people look. Haven't you ever been around old people?" And of course, I've had grandparents. I have friends who are old priests, elderly, 80s, 90s. And yes, I mean, there are blotches, but what we saw on Ben the 16th face was more. It was severe. The German is, they talk about his health, schwer erkrankt, severely ill, gravely sick, seriously ill. So clearly there was something wrong with his face back then. And now we know one account says that he has shingles, and another account says he has a bacterial infection. The CNA reports Pope Emeritus Ben the 16th is sick with a bacterial infection and very frail, according to a German newspaper report. Citing Benedict biographer Peter Seewald, German newspaper, I'm not going to pronounce that, reported August 3rd that the 93-year-old Pope Emeritus is suffering from a facial erysipelas, a bacterial infection of the skin, which causes a painful red rash, which is exactly what we saw in those pictures. There's all these horrible blotches, red blotches. And again, people are like, that's how old people look. Sometimes, but it looked not just like an elderly person. It looked like something was going on, and now we know. And the report also says that Pope Benedict is suffering from fever, headaches, and lymphedema. And he's being treated with antibiotics. So one account says shingles, but you wouldn't treat shingles with antibiotics. Shingles, my wife's grandfather, who is, gosh, I forget his age now, but I think he's around 90. He has had shingles lately. And so his daughter, my wife's mother, rubs an ointment on him to treat that. But he's not on antibiotics. So there's two stories here. One is shingles, and one is a bacterial infection. And if it's being treated by antibiotics, that means Pope Benedict has a bacterial infection. Now, the papal biographer, Peter Seewald, he said that Benedict has been very frail ever since his return from visiting his sick brother, Georg Ratzinger. That was in June. He went to Bavaria. I did a video on it. And Georg has passed away. May he rest in peace. And now his brother, Joseph Ratzinger, is also ill. Georg died about a month ago. I think it was maybe July 1st, right at the beginning of the month. Peter Seewald saw Ben the 16th at his Vatican home at the Mater Ecclesia Monastery on August 1st. So that's 2 days ago. This is recent. To give him a copy of the new biography of Benedict the 16th. Peter Seewald said that despite his illness, Benedict was optimistic and stated he might take up writing again if his strength returns. That's because Benedict Ratzinger loves to write. And Peter Seewald said that he could barely hear the Pope. His voice is very ill. Now, there was also a report that came out today, August 3rd, saying that Benedict has announced his burial site, which will be at the former burial site of John Paul II in the crypt of St. Peter's Basilica. Currently, if you go into St. Peter's Basilica in Rome, you come into the church. On your right is Michelangelo's Pietà. You move over an altar space, and there is the tomb of John Paul II. Now, previous to that, John Paul II, I believe, was down in the lower crypt below the floor. And you can access that down the staircase underneath the St. Andrew, the St. Andrew statue. And you can go into the lower altars there, including the tomb of St. Peter. And then there are a variety of other tombs of popes in there. So apparently that niche down there where John Paul II had been, that's now where Benedict XVI has been. Is this a coincidence? I don't know that they announced where Benedict is going to be buried. There was some speculation that he wanted to be buried back in Bavaria. Clearly, that's not it. And then also, we've heard from Peter Seewald, Dr. Ed Mazza, Father Z, that Pope Benedict XVI has a spiritual testament, which will be published only after his death. So that's interesting. Now, Dr. Ed Mazza believes that spiritual testament has something to reveal about his resignation. I did a video here on YouTube, Why Did Pope Benedict XVI Resign? It's the most popular video I've done. It has over a million. I think it might be 1.7 million views. If you're new to my channel, please like this video. Please subscribe. But please go watch that video. You can go to my YouTube, what do you call it? Profile page, homepage, and it's the first one there. So there's spiritual testament that's supposed to come out. Who knows if we'll ever get to see it? Will it be made public? I mean, this is almost like a third Secret of Fatima situation. Everybody wants to know, why did Benedict XVI resign? And will this spiritual testament that's to be published after the death of Benedict XVI, will it reveal any of that? Will it reveal distress? Will it reveal personal reasons? Will it reveal threats? I don't know. Maybe it will reveal nothing. Maybe it'll just be a poem. Maybe it'll be a theological work. Who knows? And then Peter Seewald, everyone's looking forward to you know, seeing what he's done. And you know, Dr. Ed Mazza has been on this channel and other channels talking about why he thinks Pope Benedict is still the vicar of Christ, why he still retains the Petrine Munis. I'm not convinced on all these things. I still consider Francis the putative pope. But it is interesting, and as a Catholic, to watch the decline of Pope Benedict XVI. One of the reasons I'm a Catholic is when I was an Episcopalian priest, I went to Rome with joy. And we were given tickets to go to Mass with Pope Benedict XVI on the feast of the purification of the Blessed Virgin Mary, also known as the presentation of Christ our Lord, on February 2nd. We went to Mass with him. He processed right by me. And when it came time for communion, I was standing by the bronze statue of St. Peter in St. Peter's Basilica. And Pope Benedict XVI was on the altar and he said Mass. And when it came time for communion, I knew I could not receive communion, because I was a heretic and I was a schismatic, and I was not inside the one true church. I knew through a grace of God that that was the vicar of Christ. Below that altar was the tomb of the fisherman, St. Peter, and that there was a direct link from Peter to Benedict XVI on the altar, and that I needed to be in communion with him to be saved. So when I returned from Rome, I met with my Episcopal bishop and I renounced my holy orders in the Anglican tradition, in the Episcopal Church, and then I became a Catholic layman. So, I mean, I have this affinity with Benedict XVI. It's painful because I feel like he came into the church, I admired him so much, he resigned, and then we got Bergoglio, we got Pope Francis, and it's been been hard ever since then. A lot of confusion, moral confusion, crises, scandals, all these things. So I want to close up by saying, whatever your position is on Pope Benedict XVI Emeritus, we've got to double down and pray. So today, just this week, just to kind of review, 3 days ago, we got the announcement of this severe illness that he can't speak. He's got rashes on his face. He's got headaches. He's getting treated with antibiotics. And then today, the announcement of where he's going to be buried. So that raises the question, is he going to die? And we want everyone to have a holy and happy death, especially a pope. So let's get the whole world praying. You know, if you got to pray the rosary every day, you're not on the team. Pray the rosary. And let's all of us, how many we got today? 1,800 of us, there'll be more later. Let's offer our rosary today for Papa Benedict, Pope Benedict. You know, we pray at the very end, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. That hour is going to come for all of us. Maybe it's coming for Benedict, I don't know. These indications would seem to suggest that. Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. So let's pray for Benedict now, and if we're approaching the hour of his death, it will rock. It'll rock the church. So, and that spiritual testament, if there's anything in that that could rock us. So let's always pray the rosary every single day. Let's read the Bible every single day. Go for 15 minutes. Start with the Gospels, Matthew and Mark. Work through Luke, John. Luke and John are a little bit more difficult than Matthew and Mark. Read the Gospels, read the New Testament, read the Old Testament. Become a Bible reader, a Bible scholar. Read good Catholic commentaries. Pray the rosary every day. Find the traditional Latin Mass. If you're not able to attend Mass, get a good traditional Latin Mass hymn, missal, and read those lessons every day and make spiritual communions and grow close to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. All right, I'm going to close today. I'm not at home, obviously. I don't have my usual setup. I don't have the Latin prayer cards, all the normal things that I'm set up with. I don't have. So I'll close this up with the Ave Maria and the Gloria Patri, and I will sign off, okay? And before I do, please, if you don't mind, hit the thumbs up, like the video, share this video on Facebook, hit the little button next to the thumb up, share, and then if you're new, please hit the subscribe button, hit the bell, and you can join me live whenever I do jump live. All right, let's pray. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et ad hora mortis nostrae. Amen. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Gracious Father, we pray for your servant, Benedict the 16th. We ask that you would heal his body. We ask that you would give him comfort. Most of all, we ask that you would give him spiritual graces to draw close to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, your Son, that he would be saved, that you would forgive him of all of his sins, venial and mortal, and that he would be prepared for a holy and happy death, and that he would be entered into your kingdom to be with you, your Son, the Holy Ghost, the Blessed Mother, and all the saints. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint Pius X, pray for us. Our Lady of Guadalupe, pray for us. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. All right, everyone, have a blessed Monday. And pray that rosary every day. Get out your Bible. Get that Douay Rheims. Read the Bible every single day. And be joyful. Be happy. And let's offer our rosary today for Pope Benedict the 16th. Until next time, remember our Lord Jesus Christ said you are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. So go out there and be salty. God bless and Godspeed.